Welcome to the Feminine Principle Podcast, a journey into the heart of the female psyche. I'm your host, Nicola Lucy, shamanic practitioner who specializes in shadow work for women and founder of the Feminine Principle. Hello, ladies, and welcome to this episode of the Feminine Principle Podcast, where today we are unlocking emotional safety in shadow work, nurturing your inner world. And so how safe do you feel in your body? How safe do you feel in your emotions? Learning to feel safe in the body is always the first step on our healing journey, to heal old wounds that have festered beneath the surface and to aid our journey back home to self. Safety is held in our inner roots, in the root chakra, in the very seat of our pelvic bone. It is the seat of our power, and when we energetically connect to this sacred place within, it becomes the throne of our inner kingdom, where we feel grounded, centered, and whole. However, the way in which we have learned safety is not from this deep, connected place within, but in our unconscious need to survive and to feel loved and accepted. From the moment we are born, we rely on those around us to help us feel safe. But for many of us on this path of awakening, safety has never really been there. We had parents or caregivers who themselves were parenting from their own unconscious wounding, trauma, and conditioning, trying to create safety where no true understanding of emotional safety existed. Mothers and fathers who may have been emotionally unavailable, overwhelmed and disconnected from their own needs, and having no sense of their own boundaries, enabled this unhealthy understanding and relationship with safety to continue. Then there was school and our education, trying to find our sense of safety, identity and belonging with other children who were equally having their own experience within their own container. Teachers who brought their own shadows into the classroom and an education system that drilled into us our weaknesses and dismissed our strengths, perpetuated the patterns so we felt more comfortable and safe in the former rather than in the latter. So we developed our own sense of safety and unconsciously created comfort zones, normalizing neglect, abuse, avoidance, and disassociation until it became so embedded in our psyche we had no idea an alternative existed. We unconsciously created patterns of behavior and belief systems that would help us to feel safe, and these manifested in how we show up in the world and the relationship we have with ourselves and others. We continue to perpetuate the patterns of being disconnected from our emotions and the wisdom of our bodies because it feels safe to do so. It doesn't feel safe to integrate a traumatic event that caused so much pain and suffering. It doesn't feel safe to own the rage that burns a fire within. It doesn't feel safe to let go of our carefully constructed identity because who are we without it? So we unconsciously choose to stay in the wounding, trauma, and conditioning because it gives us the illusion of safety. Yet how safe do you really feel in your life, in your relationships, and in your environment? How safe do you feel with your emotions and in your body? How safe do you feel owning and expressing your truths, your needs, your dreams, and your desires with your family, your intimate partner, your friends, and your colleagues? Even reading this post or listening to this podcast, how safe do these questions feel for you to explore? And so how does the need to feel safe show up in your life? Not being able to be radically honest with those around you is a core aspect of needing to feel safe. I see this so often in my practice when clients struggle to share their deeper needs and assert their boundaries, as they are afraid of being rejected or disowned, judged or vilified. A fear of being radically honest also shows up in the relationship you have with yourself. How many times have you wanted to do something different, break out of a relationship that no longer serves you, or to follow a dream, and instead you chose to stay in your comfort zone and stay quiet where it was safe? Needing to feel safe is at the root of this pattern with truth and honesty, because to change whatever it is you need to change will take commitment and courage. But the need for safety is overpowering and it locks down the nervous system in fear. Not feeling safe also makes you do crazy things, erupting in anger and frustration, saying hurtful things you don't mean, and attacking and blaming others for not meeting this unconscious and unmet need. All of it from an irrational yet valid fear of not feeling safe. Then there is the fear of vulnerability, being exposed for who you truly are. Because it's not safe to be who you are, you've been conditioned to hide who you really are. So you wear the masks and perform the roles expected of you, while beneath the surface you're simmering with disappointment and resentment and a sense of needing to sabotage or destroy. Vulnerability also shows up in your intimate relationships, keeping aspects of your nature hidden from your partner. You don't feel safe expressing or acting upon your sexual desires because of suppressed feelings of guilt and shame, which then leads to a lack of emotional intimacy, deepening the fracture from your sensual sexual nature. Trust is a very big factor in your sense of safety, as you may not trust others to keep your secrets, or it doesn't feel safe to be around certain people or within certain environments, leading to isolation and insecurity. You may not trust your partner to be reliable, dependable, or faithful, which will often erupt into fits of uncontrollable jealousy and rage. And when this happens, it reveals a disconnection from your own unmet needs and desires to experience trust in a loving, balanced, and healthy way. We often see this trust wound woven with safety in family dynamics, especially where mental health challenges, addiction, abuse, neglect, or infidelity have been present. Growing up, you will have sensed something was not right, but there was a wall of silence and deflection, and your intuition was never validated. Growing into adulthood, the suppressed emotions then manifested in a lack of safety around a certain energy type, attracting them to you so you can heal the wound, which are signals that often go unnoticed. Then there are the controlling behavior patterns that manifest in your need to control, to feel safe. Monitoring and limiting the behavior of others, or emotionally manipulating them to meet your unconscious need for safety. This type of behavior is so subtle, conditioned into your verbal and nonverbal communication, yet control and power and the need to feel safe are at the very root. Finally, there is the emotional withdrawal, because you no longer feel safe in a relationship, whether that be personal or professional, at home or in the workplace. You start to shut down emotionally, avoiding intimacy or distancing yourself because the pain of emotional connection is just too overwhelming and unsafe to deal with. So it all gets suppressed, hidden in your shadow with patterns deeply woven through your psyche. But safety is the key that will open the door to all that you are. So how do you feel safe in your body and in your relationships? Well, the journey to heal the safety wound starts and ends with you. It's a process that needs your presence, your love, and your commitment. You will need to be very gentle with yourself, taking little steps so you can explore your limitations and your boundaries safely. Everything starts with a trigger. Something or someone triggers an emotional reaction within you that does not feel safe to feel. This is an invitation from your shadow, revealing to you an opportunity to listen to the trigger and to heal the wound. In this divine moment, you have a choice. You can either listen and respond, or you can react and repeat the pattern. The choice is always yours to make. At the point of being triggered, you will need every bit of self-awareness you have to calm down your nervous system and to stop yourself from taking flight, fighting it, or numbing out from it. Closing your eyes and placing a gentle hand on the center of your chest and telling yourself, "It's okay, I am safe." This is the way in which we begin the process. Think about how many times you practice this simple gesture when others are in pain. When you place a gentle hand on their shoulder to remind them you're here. This is the exact same process. You do this with others, so why not do it for yourself? Remember, your nervous system is being activated from a trauma response, and therefore it is doing its job and protecting you from perceived harm or threat to your safety. This is your armor, and it has served a purpose until it begins to limit your potential. Rebuilding this connection between your head and your heart helps you to come back into your body and remind yourself that you are here, you are safe, you are present, and you are listening. A few deep breaths also helps you to stay with your nervous system rather than disassociating from it. In this practice, you are reaffirming what it is that you are feeling and that what you are feeling is valid and it's real. You are validating your experience and recognizing it is an emotional reaction to a hidden, unresolved trauma that is asking for your attention to be healed. You are learning to feel safe with your emotions and building trust in yourself. Once the nervous system has calmed down, your shadow work can then be approached. And the more shadow work you do, the more you will sink into your body, nurturing a deeper connection with yourself. However, shadow work alone may not be enough because the deeper wounds are also held in your cellular memory of your body. So weaving together other techniques such as acupuncture, massage, breath work, dance and movement into your shadow work practice will help support this internal shift. This is why the Shadow Work for Women 9-month program has 3 very potent homeopathic remedies woven through it, because they help the body to release those deeply unconscious patterns from your cellular memory, which helps my clients have the life-changing results they have searched a lifetime to experience. With time and practice, understanding and compassion, you will start to reconnect with your root chakra, your womb, and the place of real belonging. At home in your inner roots, you will experience and understand safety from a completely different perspective. You will feel safe in your body, your emotions, and your triggers. You will feel safe navigating your hidden trauma and unraveling your conditioning. And you will feel safe letting go of everything that no longer supports your highest and your greatest good. This is not something you can gain overnight or with a quick fix. You have a lifetime of unhealthy behavior patterns and limiting belief systems created from suppressed trauma to unravel. And it's important to recognize this and work through any frustration and feelings of being stuck. But with dedication to yourself and being present on your journey, rather than focusing on the goal or destination, you will experience an inner shift. And when you do, it will be the greatest feeling you have ever experienced in your life. You will know that you are home and you will know that you are safe. If you've enjoyed this episode of the Feminine Principle podcast, I invite you to join 600 plus women for the Notes from Your Shadow newsletter. Every Saturday, you'll receive wisdom and inspiration to help you fall in love with your shadow and have a deeper, more loving relationship with yourself, others, and Mother Earth.